from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, March 23rd. Coming up, the three Democratic candidates for the newly drawn 13th Congressional District met last night in an online forum. We'll hear from all three candidates on issues including gun violence, immigration, and slavery reparations coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois kicked off day two of Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court confirmation hearings yesterday. The chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee asked Jackson about her time on the U.S. Sentencing Commission, created by Congress to reduce disparity in federal prison sentences. Durbin was also on the commission when it looked at crack cocaine laws.
Could you close in the last minute or so and tell me about that effort to find consensus on an issue that controversial?
Jackson said she had to work with members who had many different views on the criminal justice system.
But we had a directive from Congress insofar as Congress had changed the penalties to crack cocaine. We worked together to make a determination about whether or not the guidelines needed to change.
Some Republicans have labeled Jackson as soft on crime, citing her work on the commission. The hearings continue today. Illinois State Superintendent Dr. Carmen Ayala made the trip up to Oregon High School to hand out the state's top honor for an educator, Illinois Teacher of the Year. Peter Medlin was there.
Oregon High School Spanish teacher Kimberly Radicis, a.k.a. Miss Rad, was shocked to see the state superintendent walk into her classroom. And then she was even more surprised by what Dr. Ayala had to say in front of all of her students.
Miss Rad, you have been selected as the Illinois Teacher of the Year. Your students are witness to this, and they are the most important reason why. So thank you, and congratulations.
On top of her Spanish teaching, she's also helped create the school's award-winning freshman intervention program, Hawks Take Flight.
We're making sure that every single one of those kids, when they get to this building, have the best shot possible of graduating in 4 years. And it's not just me that's doing that work. It's happening with other teachers.
Radicis has been a teacher at Oregon High School since 2007, and she says she can't see herself anywhere else. I'm Peter Medlin.
The Illinois women's basketball team has a new head coach. Shauna Green was introduced to media and fans yesterday at State Farm Center in Champaign. Green says although the Illini have struggled to put together a winning program in recent years, the combination of high-quality education and top-notch facilities is in place to turn things around.
It's here. It's here and it's ready to go. And I think that we just need the right energy, the right people to come in and to push these young women that are on our team now and to continue to recruit at an elite level, and then something to believe in.
Green comes to Illinois from the University of Dayton, where her teams won 5 Atlantic 10 conference titles in 6 seasons and qualified for the NCAA tournament 4 times. Illinois has not made the NCAA women's tournament since 2003. The Illini finished 7-20 this past season under Nancy Faye, who announced her retirement earlier this month. The city of Champaign has announced 3 finalists for the role of police chief. Angela Kuntz is the commander of the North Patrol Division of the St. Louis Police Department. Most of her career has been with that department. She holds advanced degrees in security studies and management and leadership. Another candidate is Idaho Falls, Idaho Police Chief Bryce Johnson. He's led that department for 5 years. Johnson also served as police chief in Juneau, Alaska, and was an intelligence analyst with the U.S. Naval Reserve. A third candidate is Chief Timothy Tyler with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources Office of Law Enforcement in Springfield. Tyler is also a colonel in the U.S. Army and a colonel in the Illinois Army National Guard. The city says the public is welcome to meet the police chief finalists at an open house on Wednesday, March 29th at 7 p.m. at the Illinois Terminal. We have information about the open house and links to video messages from each of the candidates at illinoisnewsroom.org. Still to come, the three Democratic candidates for the newly drawn 13th Congressional District met online last night for a candidates forum. We'll hear from all three coming up next on 217 Today.
Food is at the center of our lives here in Illinois. All of us eat it, many of us grow it, some of us might be struggling to afford it. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter. I'm working to tell the stories that affect us all, from the food supply chain to food insecurity. Listen for my reports on AM 580 and FM 90.9, and look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The newly drawn 13th Congressional District will have a new representative after this fall's midterm elections. Republican Rodney Davis was drawn into the new, more conservative 15th District, and the new 13th District was drawn by Illinois Democrats to lean their way. It stretches from Champaign-Urbana all the way to East St. Louis and includes Decatur and Springfield. The three Democratic candidates met for the first time last night in an online forum hosted by the progressive Jewish organization Bend the Arc CU. Nikki Budzinski has worked with unions on creating clean energy jobs and helped Governor J.B. Pritzker set a $15 minimum wage in the state. Most recently, she held a top position in President Biden's Office of Management and Budget. Budzinski is the only Democratic candidate running for the newly drawn district that does not support explicit reparations for slavery. Budzinski explained her stance in last night's online forum.
Slavery is a stain on our country that we can never blot out. But I do not believe that H.R. 40 is the correct approach. I believe the better approach is to focus our efforts on creating job opportunities, making healthcare more affordable and accessible, access to affordable housing, providing workforce training and educational opportunities.
H.R. 40 would establish a commission to study the impacts of slavery and discrimination on African Americans and suggest ways to remedy them. Gun violence prevention would be one of David Palmer's top priorities if he's elected to Congress. Palmer is a former basketball player, now financial advisor. Palmer is looking across the Mississippi River at another city as a model for how to reduce gun violence.
You look across the country, gun violence numbers are skyrocketing. And if you look in St. Louis, they're down 25%, right? And that's due to involving more of a social services component, where you have people who are in the community, who know the community, they see stuff going on, and they stop problems before they happen.
Palmer worked in Champaign as a director at the Boys and Girls Club before his current position with Country Financial. Ellis Taylor is a full-time community college student. He's also running to become Decatur's next representative in Congress. During last night's forum, Taylor advocated for open borders and no limits on immigration.
They're just people who move. And it's ridiculous that we even have to have a conversation about how many people should be allowed to move here. The fact that there's a limit implies that there are people who do not deserve to live within our borders, within an imaginary line that we drew.
Taylor is a gay trans man. He says those identities, combined with his experience living in poverty, motivated him to run for Congress. In addition to the three Democratic candidates who met in last night's forum, four Republicans are also running for the 13th District seat. Reagan Deering, Matt Houseman, Terry Martin, and Jesse Rising will meet in the Republican primary. Both parties will choose their candidates in the primary on June 28th. And thanks to Illinois Newsroom reporter Emily Hayes for reporting on last night's events. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly cloudy skies today with scattered showers and a high of 59 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Peter Medlin, Reginald Hardwick, and Emily Hayes. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.